August 14, 1947 was a historic day when a new Islamic country appeared on the world's map. Today, Pakistan has the honor to be known as the only atomic power in the Islamic world, highlighting the divine message in Pakistan. A country acquired in the name of Islam became the sole aim of Shaheed Muzaffar Kirmani. The great son of the Islamic nation and the messenger of truth, Shaheed Muzaffar Ali Kirmani, was born in 1960. By the time he reached adolescence, Muzaffar Kirmani's exceptional interest in religious activities and political insight programs had increased considerably. During this time, the Islamic Revolution was taking shape in the neighboring country of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and Imam Khomeini's movement had become a center of attention for all the freedom fighters around the world. It was natural for any freedom fighter to become associated with this Islamic movement. While the success of the Islamic Revolution changed Shaheed Muzaffar Kirmani's life altogether, he also had to set realistic goals. He always felt Imam Khomeini's shadow in his mind and in his heart. Shaheed Muzaffar Kirmani became the leader and was at the forefront of any movement in Pakistan that was helping in spreading the divine message.
जैसा कि आप जानते हैं कि आज से कुछ दिनों पहले यहां सिपाही अबू जहल के लोगों ने अपनी बर्बरियत का मुजाहरा किया और जिसमें हमारे चार चौदह हमसे जुदा हुए हैं हकीम लोगों मैं उनके वालिदैन को मुबारकबाद पेश करता हूं कि जिनके बच्चे इस राय हुसैनी में काम आए आज वो हमसे जुदा जरूर हैं मगर तारीख इस्लाम ने उन्होंने अपना नाम रकम करवाया आज वो हम में मौजूद नहीं मगर हमारा ईमान है कि वो उलमा वलमा हमको देख रहे हैं और उस मकाम पर पहुंच गए जहां अली अलैहिस्सलाम ज़रबत खाने के बाद फरमाते हैं खुश तो रब्बिल काबा क्या अली कामयाब हुआ मौला की जिंदगी अजीब है जिसका खून इस चारा पर गिरा ये बूंदे चीख रही हैं ये फरियाद कर रही हैं क्या है कोई जो हमारा इंतकाम ले
To be engaged in and related to the Islamic movement of Imam Khomeini in the Islamic Republic of Pakistan was naturally influenced by the auspicious personality of Shaheed Allama Sayyid Arif Hussain al-Husseini.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ey karachi ke ghayur naujawano. Ey kalimai haqqi farzando. Ey naskari husayn ke sarbazo. Ey maktabi manuzad ke shagirdo.
Ey
mere aziz bhaiyo
ومحترم بحلو تم سبتي سبتي میرا سلام بخت عزم کر کے رہا رہی ہیں اگر ہم نے سستی کی تو یہ قافلہ تو خدا کی طرف بڑھے گا ہم پیچھے رہ جائیں گے.
And there came a time when the name of Shaheed Muzaffar Kirmani was associated with Qaid-e-Shaheed, the great martyr, referring to Shaheed Arif Husseini, which was a source of pride for Shaheed Muzaffar Kirmani. The news of the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam's soldier, Shaheed Allama Sayyid Arif Hussein al-Husseini, in the city of Peshawar, at the hands of the soldiers of Yazid, struck Shaheed Muzaffar Kirmani like lightning. But instead of causing tremors in Muzaffar Kirmani's perseverance, it only further strengthened his resolve. The wound of the martyrdom of Allama Arif Hussein al-Husseini had not yet healed when the demise of the esteemed Imam Khomeini came as a great shock to Muzaffar Kirmani. But Shaheed Muzaffar Kirmani wasn't ready to separate himself from his spiritual father. The words of Imam Khomeini in his will, where His Eminence said, "I am leaving behind the trust of the Islamic Revolution. The responsibility of protecting it is wajib, mandatory on every understanding and reasonable person." And so Shaheed Muzaffar Kirmani felt this responsibility on his shoulders tremendously. And the life of Shaheed Muzaffar Kirmani started to revolve around the goals set by His Eminence Imam Khomeini. And so Shaheed Muzaffar Kirmani made protecting the Islamic Revolution the goal of his life. And so Shaheed Muzaffar Kirmani founded the Lashkar-e-Imam-e-Zaman, the army of Imam of the time, Imam al-Mahdi, in order to spread the message of Imam Hussein alayhi salam via azadari and mourning ceremonies of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. By using this same platform, Shaheed Muzaffar Kirmani reached out to other associations throughout the city of Karachi and made them realize their responsibility. Muzaffar Ali Kirmani fearlessly provided a platform to the Ulama-e Haq, the true scholars. And this was done in order to highlight the true message of the leader of martyrs, Imam Hussein alayhi salam. The efforts of Shaheed Muzaffar Kirmani for unity among the Muslims don't require any introduction. Promoting the pure Muhammadan Islam, that is the pure Islam, was becoming more and more difficult in Pakistan. And Muzaffar Kirmani was very aware of this fact. And so he saw that the solution to these issues lay in the elevation of the nation's consciousness. And so Shaheed Muzaffar Kirmani started a series of educational programs aimed at strengthening and solidifying the ideas of the people and drawing them towards the goal of life, through which the Ulama-e Haq started pouring the sea of knowledge of the Holy Prophet Muhammad and his family in a calm atmosphere in order to ready the minds of the people. And so the Ulama-e Haq first tested Shaheed Muzaffar Kirmani via the shattering of the idol of egoism and organizational prejudice in order to attain and highlight the corrective and reformative aspect that was to take place. And so they transformed the nationally known Lashkar-e-Imam-e-Zaman into the Baqiyatullah Islamic Institute. And via this platform, seminars were held in the cities of Quetta, Islamabad, Sialkot, and Karachi, along with many other cities, as well as outside of the Islamic Republic of Pakistan, in places and cities such as Dubai, Sharjah, Dar es Salaam, and even Toronto, Canada. The efforts to revive the pure Muhammadan Islam were recognized rapidly, and this fact became a thorn in the eyes of the followers of American Islam. A strange series of allegations and accusations were started and were thrown around as rumors. The true mourners of Imam Hussein alayhi salam were declared as the enemies of the mourners of Imam Hussein. Shaheed Muzaffar Kirmani was presented as a follower of false ideologies for his crime of spreading the message of pure Muhammadan Islam, promoting the ideology of Imam Khomeini. At that time, amongst the enemies of Islam, was his greatest crime. And despite numerous allegations, the enemies of Islam could not shake Shaheed Muzaffar Kirmani's perseverance. Certainly, this was the enemy's defeat, and in fact, a major defeat. Now there was only one way left to erase and hide their shameful and humiliating defeat, and that was to remove this obstacle by the name of Shaheed Muzaffar Kirmani, which was standing in the way of American Islam, as soon as possible. And then the enemy announced its own defeat by using their last resort. February 5th, 2001, was the dark day when the Islamic nation lost a leader who was true, insightful, righteous, who had reached Allah and was a follower of the pure Muhammadan Islam. Indeed, to Allah we belong and to Allah we shall return.
شہداء کا مقام خالی ہے اور یہ زندہ رہنے والوں کا کام ہے کہ ان کے مقام کو پر کریں لیکن کچھ شہید ایسے ہوتے ہیں کہ جہاں پر معماروں کو مشکل پڑ جاتی ہے اس عمارت کو باقی رکھنے میں اور اس کو آباد رکھنے میں زندہ رہنے والے معماروں کا کام سخت ہو جاتا ہے شہید مظفر کرمانی وہ عظیم انسان تھا وہ ایک انسان نہیں حضرت امام خمینی رضوان اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ نے بعض انقلاب کے شہیدوں کے لیے جو جملہ بیان فرمایا تھا وہ جملہ میں اسی شہید کی خدمت میں پیش کرتا ہوں کہ فٹ آیا ہے اس شہید پر خدا شاہد ہے یہ فٹ آتا ہے یہ کوئی تقریری جملہ نہیں عرض کر رہا یہ اپنے دل کا ایمان ظاہر کر رہا ہوں کہ شہید کرمانی ایک فرد نہیں بلکہ ایک امت اس خلا کو پر کریں وہ ایک فرد امت بن کر اس دیوار میں پیوست تھا اب امت آئے اور اس خلا کو آ کر پر کرے
تمہارے درمیان سے ایک مرد اٹھ گیا یہ معمولی انسان نہیں تھا آج مرد نہیں ہے تمہارے درمیان مردانگی والوں اہل مردانگی اے مردوں اس مرد پر آنسو بہا رہے ہو جو ایک فرد نہیں تھا ایک امت تھا آج تمہارے درمیان موجود نہیں ہے یہ تمہارا سردار تھا سالار تھا
ملا غم کو ہے دل کے گھرانے سے غم کی مودت میں خوش ہو کے مرتے ہیں
ہم سے ہے دور ہم ہے اپنا منشور ہم کو کرے زہرا سا اللہ کے ہے مشہور
یہ راستہ ایسا ہے یہ پیوستہ دیواریں ہیں اگر اس دیوار کا ایک پتھر تم نے نکال دیا تو یہ گمان نہ کرو دیوار گر جائے گی اگر اس دیوار کا ایک پتھر تم نے سرکا دیا تو یہ گمان مت کرو دیوار گر جائے گی بلکہ اگر اس دیوار کا ایک پتھر تم نے ہٹا دیا تو 10 پتھر آ کر اس کول خلا کو پر کر دیں گے
مشہور ہے حیات بن نزلہ ہے حیات بن نزلہ ہے حیات بن نزلہ